If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Now, let's go back to the 22nd of March, 2023. A significant day. It was the day that we started, first day of RCR. And on Rodney Hyde's very first show, his very first guest is the man I'm about to welcome. Described back then as a fighter, a father, a leader, a teacher of resilience, a community man, a man of faith, and one brave guy who kept his MMA gym open, defying the madness of the COVID mandates. That was a year ago. Steve Oliver, owner of Oliver MMA Gym, is with me on RCR Breakfast almost a year later. Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming on my program.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, thanks.
I'm good. And I'm kind of feeling happy for you, but I've got to hear more of the story first before I can really be sure that I should be. Of course, people who know your history know that you were staunchly opposed to the COVID mandates and you faced criminal charges for failing to comply with the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act. I think those charges were laid by the WorkSafe people. That was then. I believe you can update us on that now. What have happened to those charges?
Yeah, well, I received a phone call about 2 weeks ago now, and just my lawyer was just informing me that they were dropping the charges.
Okay.
So, it's a blessing. You know, first initial response was it's a blessing because we didn't have $1 to really, well, we still owe money as far as our lawyers go. We're still trying to pay them off, but we didn't have another dollar to invest in it. So we were really under the pump financially to keep it going. But at the same time, I was really looking forward to having my day in court. And, it's wishful thinking, really, that you'd be able to speak some sense into these guys because we seem to be living in two, ultra parallel universes, where all the information's out there now, but the powers that be are just absolutely denying all knowledge of any type of surge in mortality, or there's as far as they're concerned, it's still safe and effective, which is mind blowing.
Well, personally, I don't believe that they believe that. But yeah. I know that they have to say that. Otherwise, they're facing some pretty dark realities.
Yes,
100%. To themselves in the mirror, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, if you're expecting a doctor to recant on his stance after he's talked his wife and family and friends into taking this this mess, we'll be waiting a while for sure. But it just would have been nice to have our day in court, and potentially come out the other side, but it's probably a wishful thing.
Do you think the dropping of charges is a strategic move by them to avoid any scrutiny?
Potentially, yeah. It's a hard one. I don't know, with this new government, what they're up to, but evidently there's supposed to be an inquiry, but we've yet to see any type of, for them to come out and say anything. So, I don't know where it's at. It's just at we're at a bit of a no man's land at the moment, isn't it? I mean, the evidence is overwhelming if you actually look at what's going on, but once again, everyone seems to be denying all knowledge. So it's,
Steve, if they were really sure, they'd still be trying to nail you to the wall, surely.
Yeah, well, I think, it's a hard one because they come in and they just want to, destroy our, stress levels have been real over the last 3 years. I mean, financially, it's been a nightmare. They would have, and I just got to give a massive shout out to the people that actually contributed to us, because we were able to battle with that, but lawyers and stuff, we were able to get it off the rack. We wouldn't have got it off the rack. We would have been bankrupted straight away. If we hadn't had that support from the public, we wouldn't have been able to battle. We would have had to close the gym up and it would have been over. So it's just due to the fact that we had the support from the public that we're even here today. So, you know, massive thank you to the people that helped us through those times.
Yeah.
It is just a bit of a double-edged sword where we don't get our day in court, but they drop the charges. So, yeah, mixed emotions, really.
So they basically used, you could argue, lawfare against you. They thought that there's no way you can afford what we're about to throw at you. You'll cower in the corner. You'll go away. They didn't anticipate people would probably help you, number one, at first anyway. Then when they realized that they had called it wrong, that had to back themselves out of the wrong parking space somehow.
Even when they came in during COVID, they knew that they were doing the wrong thing. You could see it in their eyes, you know. That's the only thing you could
see. Did you confront them with that?
Oh, 100%.
And how do they react?
Oh, they were ashamed of themselves. You know, the WorkSafe guys, I mean, WorkSafe is supposed to be the place that you go to air your grievances against workplace bullying, you know, and here these guys are coming in trying to be bullies, you know, and bully us into closing the gym. And I just said to them, mate, you know, they set us up. They had about five cop cars outside expecting me to go violent. You know?
Were there media cameras outside? Just curious.
No, I didn't see any media, but the police.
Okay, because that's another tactic to set you up for something.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I didn't lose, you know, I was pretty calm, and I just said, mate, if I was here, you know, if it was your kid that had an anaphylactic reaction to vaccines and they couldn't have it, I would be opening up so they had a place to come and, you know, engage in community and not go through depression. That's all we were trying to do, is trying to have a place that kids could come, that they could be normal, you know, because they've been extradited from society on all levels, you know, their friends, their, you know, there was a massive amount of pressure put on these 13-year-old kids. Absolutely disgusting from the sports you know, teams and leagues that mandated this to their kids. Like, you know, it's been an eye-opener that, you know, people resort to that sort of level, really, you know, that they would put that sort of pressure on kids. And a lot of kids didn't react well to it, you know. It was a high-pressure environment. And, I mean, even adults, I mean, you know, we've had our moments of not, you know, mental health not being 100% because you're stuck inside and you're dealing with these, you know, these mandate, you know, the mandates and the fines and the court cases and uncertainty of the future. And it was a tough time. And then they just get to, you know, and that's what they did. They just got us coming back appearance after appearance, which is, you know, every time you go to appear, there's money that's got to be found.
Yep.
Then they just bleed you out, and then they just walk away and say, "Oh, just jokes."
Yeah, just jokes. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, it's far from jokes, mate. You know, I could have lost my license, my marriage. I could have lost the business. I could have lost a lot of things, and we have. We all know people that have lost their lives over this stupidity. You know, they lost their jobs, then their marriage went sideways, and they couldn't cope. You know, it's far from just jokes, you know.
What are your observations then, this amount of time on, dealing with these people being in that sort of situation? And I'm sure you had people who were supporting you and people who were not so nice.
Yeah,
could you read, is there any defining characteristic of someone who's going to be supportive of you and someone who's going to be against you? Did you see any patterns?
Absolutely no patterns, mate. We're surrounded by Nazis, mate. That's all I know. And it's only going to take a news brief, come over the 6 o'clock news, for these guys to switch on their neighbours.
So they're programmable sort of robotic types.
Oh mate, yeah. Well, that's all it takes is one news brief, and they're running out and knocking on their neighbours and, you know, it was impressive, wasn't it? It really was, to the degree that they were committed to the cause, you know, screaming, ranting, absolute lunatics over a mask that, you know, we all know it's absolutely just there's no scientific basis around these masks, you know what I mean? But the drug itself had never had proper studies on it, but these guys were so committed to the cause, you know. I was going to kill their mother and their grandmother and everybody in between if I didn't take this, you know, this drug, you know. Follow the science. It's comical, well, isn't it?
It's interesting you say that, because only a few days ago I was speaking to a very well-qualified doctor, okay? And I asked him, off the record, so I'm not going to tell you who he is or anything, allude to anything, have you had injuries? And he went, oh, man. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm. And then I said, and this, he's a conservative chap. Then I said, is there any hope? And he went, oh, yes. And I said, what is it? He said, ivermectin.
Yeah.
They banned that.
Yeah.
They wanted people to suffer.
Yeah.
Well, they it's incredible to think of that, isn't it?
They had an ulterior drug that if there was something else, if there was another option, they couldn't get the green light to mass produce.
But people at home having trouble breathing and told only call the ambulance if you can't breathe could have had their symptoms immediately alleviated within an hour with one dose of ivermectin.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
It's evil, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But it all comes back to money. It's all about the product. It's all about, you know, I mean, these guys just basically turn into sales reps.
Yeah, but you've got Grant Robertson signing the contract. He's run off now, of course. He has to.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, you just got to, I was telling people, Google it. Spend 0.5 a second to Google who's biggest fine in human history. You know, and it's these guys.
It's interesting that you were saying that you picked up that the WorkSafe people obviously didn't believe it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that was their job, was to, you know, WorkSafe was supposed to be protecting.
They should have resigned.
The work environment. Yeah, they should have been protecting the work environment, where they were absolutely doing the opposite.
Or fall on the sword.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, how do you live with yourself?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there with, you know, their conscience isn't 100% aligned with them. You know, we all know that that's going on. Yeah, they're all struggling with their own conscience, you know, there's no end date to that, is there?
No. Might never be an end date to that.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, and the deeper they actually look into it, the worse it's going to get for them. So they've put themselves... You know, they've put themselves in a jail cell, really. We were under scrutiny for, you know, a couple of years, but they've got the rest of their lives to bathe in that knowledge, you know. So it's sad, really. But, if they'd learn from it, you'd be almost forgiving. But, you know that if the next 6 o'clock news brief came down that, disease X is on its way in and you've got to take this jab, they'd be the first ones screaming it from the rooftops.
No one's going to listen to a WorkSafe person ever again, though, are they? I mean, they've cooked their goose. I want to ask you this question. How important was faith through this period?
Yeah, I just strengthened my faith, really. I mean, you know, we all know that human nature is not 100%, and as far as leaders, we're really scratching, aren't we? You know, you look around and try and find a good leader. There's not too many out there, mate. And it's all, you know, they're just fallible, you know, and especially when there's money in the...
You say money, the people who made those decisions that affected us personally, you know, Director General Health, well, I suppose it is money. Look where he's at now. Look what he's doing now. I'm sure he got that job because of the way he acted here through COVID. Then you got prime minister, politicians, all those. What money?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you look at their net worth. I mean, you know, it's not hard to see. I mean, they go in at $1 million net worth. They're on a $250,000 gig per year. They come out after 3 years, you know, with, you know, $20 million or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the numbers don't add up, mate.
There should be full. Maybe that's what needs to take place in this inquiry. Will you be offering feedback to the setup of this? And obviously, we're offering that through covidinquiry.co.nz. here at RCR? And will you be making submissions, given that you are someone who had some very real experience in this?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, we go in with our, you know, holding our breath, really. As far as any consequences, there's been absolutely zero consequences rolled out for the way that people treated each other and carried on, and the stripping of our human rights and all the rest of it. Zero consequences.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but definitely.
And well, okay. In terms of consequences, I mean, some people argue that as long as they kind of understand that they're done wrong, that's okay. But others want more severe punishments than that. If it comes to that, what do you think?
100%, there needs to be more severe consequences than that. I mean, you know, they've done an official act. Sue Gray, I think, done an official act and actually got the document that Jacinda Ardern was privy to when she was saying it was safe and effective, and there was nothing of the sort. She was promoting it to pregnant women and kids, our babies, mate. And you know that that's not right. You know, I mean, that's just, I don't know, I think that's serious.
It doesn't get much worse than that, does it?
It's murder. It's murder.
Wow. Okay. So you've got some, legal bills still to pay, but basically you've come through, have you, now?
Yeah. We were out the other side and, you know, looking forward to the next wave of madness. Well, I suppose we need to start saving up.
Yeah, well, you'll have to become a consultant of, you know, how to deal with it. How's business? Did business actually improve for you?
During COVID, we were only the only gym open. So when they started opening up businesses, I wasn't that pleased about it because the gym was actually really pumping during those times. But yeah, business is fine. You know, it's going okay. It's you know, we're just trying to create a good environment for kids and build these kids up, give them a bit of resilience, and you know, just get them connected to the community and just the old school fashioned values, really. But it's going well, mate. It's going well.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Yeah. I don't know the person's name, but whoever heads up WorkSafe, do you think they should be picking up the phone to you now and inviting you in for a meeting where they sincerely get on their knees and apologize profusely to you? Do you think that's something that should happen?
To be honest, I don't even want to see them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just pay for my legal fees would be nice.
Yeah. Didn't they have to pay for everyone else's as well?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, just the amount of stress they put us and our family under, and the financial burden that it's put us under has just been very unfair. And I've got nothing to say to them, mate. They know in their heart. Yeah. You know, just the only thing I could see above their mask was their eyes, and you could see that they were hating themselves, you know. So,
well, I guess they can think about that when they drink their bottle of wine every night.
Yeah.
And get messed up trying to deal with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. They're people who have got a serious issue with their conscience moving forward, you know. But I suppose some people are oblivious, but
I think it eats away.
Yeah.
Over time. It's an interesting question on, you know, how many people could claim that this has cost them money. The country might not be able to afford this if everybody was recompensed.
100%. I mean, you know, just I can't remember numbers off of so many numbers, but just the amount of money they spent on advisors around, you know, COVID patterns and all the rest of it, absolute tens of millions.
Lolly scramble.
Oh, mate, for money. And where was the accountability there? They were just throwing numbers and getting, you know, getting paid silly money for it. You know, I mean, they've bankrupted the country. I mean, try and get a doctor's appointment now, mate.
Yeah. Well, they're not taking on new patients.
Mate, no, exactly. I mean, you used to be able to go in and get a doctor's appointment in a day. Now you're waiting a week at best.
Would you want to, though?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all the good ones are gone. All the ones with a good conscience are at home now. So you just got these sales reps sitting in the office waiting for you to come in so they can sell you some product.
Yeah. Wow, what a time, eh?
Yeah, exciting time, eh?
Yeah, but you're okay.
Yeah, we're all good, mate. We're all good. The family's going well and all the kids are, you know, I mean, it has been a sad time. I mean, my six-year-old daughter goes into school and they ask her to give a speech on a topic, you know, and she's talking about how the government is not to be trusted and tells us all propaganda.
I love it.
Yeah, but it is. It's you know, this is the environment she's grown up in.
Yeah.
You know? They just need to be kids, mate, and just get on with it. But they've been exposed to some pretty high-level frustration and pressure. But they'll be better off for it because they're going to need to be, these kids, these next ones coming through.
Well, Steve Oliver, good to hear that those charges have been dropped. Hope you can sweat off the legal fees over time or someone comes in and helps out or whatever. I don't know. But thanks for coming on our program and giving us an update on your circumstances. And it's a fascinating story, and well done is all I can say.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for your time. And, just once again, thanks for everyone that contributed to our cause.
Can they still do that, by the way?
We haven't got anything open. But
okay.
We're okay. You know, it's
yep.
It's done. We just want to move on and get on with the gym and be a positive influence in people's lives, man. So, no, we just appreciate the radio station, everything you guys are doing. It's great. I mean, the mainstream media is feeling it.
They're falling to pieces now.
It's no surprise. I mean, they took the quick
surprise, surprise.
Everybody's faces and
yeah, well, when you were saying watching the 6 o'clock news and they go, there probably won't be a 6 o'clock news to watch soon, actually.
Oh, it'd be great, won't it?
And they'll be thinking, what do we do? What do we do?
Yeah.
There's no news. There's no Simon. There's no whoever else they are, the seven sharp people.
Oh, yeah, they'll be lost, won't
they? What are we going to do?
They'll just go straight to Shortland Street and get their information off Shortland Street.
Yeah, they'll do a sort of a woke version of something. No, even that's threatened, though, Steve. Have you heard?
Yeah, well, they're going to shorten it down to 5-minute sessions, I think. So,
Shorty Street.
Shorter.
5 minutes. Because now research shows that the average New Zealander's attention span has shrunk to 5 minutes.
Yeah. That'll be 5 minutes minus breaks.
Yeah, yeah. Remember that Monty Python used to do the Gumbies? The Gumbies.
Yeah.
There's the new strategy for them. They can do their Gumby news. Anyway, Steve Oliver, owner of Oliver MMA Gym. Thanks for coming on our program. All the best.
Thank you.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.